I got a guy, this guy, this friend of mine, the guy that got me into meet Barbara Streisand when she did the show last year at the Verizon Center.
Right.
This guy is down at the Super Bowl.
Ah.
He's the guy that sent me a box full of stuff, which involves the gift that I have that I'd like Buzz to try on.
Wonderful.
He calls me up today and says, this is typical, and he's being as nice as can be, but right. typical rich guy in the world of the world of corporate America,
mm-hmm.
where everything is just there, and right. you can't understand how a regular guy possibly exists.
Yeah, things are just there for the taking. The world is your oyster.
The guy calls me up today and says, hey, did you get that box of stuff I sent you? I said, yeah, he's down at the Super Bowl. I said, yeah, I really appreciate it. He said, hey, I got an offer for you. You can't resist this offer. I'm like, okay, what is it? He said, how would you like to come to the game?
Wow.
So
that's a big deal.
Yeah. I said, you're asking me.
Yeah.
He said, no, we got a suite down here. We got a suite at the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is get a flight,
uh-huh.
get a car,
right.
get a hotel.
Uh-huh. Oh, did you think for a second that maybe he was really pulling out the strings?
No. I'm
sure he doesn't fly commercially.
No, I stopped for a second and I just looked at the telephone and said, what world do you think I live in? I said, just for snicks, uh-huh. let me go to orbits.com.
Right. See how much availability
right?
there is.
So I go in Orbits.
Any rooms?
And we've been down in South Florida for a couple of times.
And I believe the last time we were there for a Super Bowl, we made our reservations over 1 year in advance.
Mm-hmm. We did, and we still got stuck at that awful holiday.
Horrible.
That awful holiday that looked like a crack house, yep. I swear to God.
And that's with a year in advance.
Yeah, and they put me in Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went on Orbits today, and forget it. I mean, you're miles and miles and miles away from anything, not to mention, of course, buying a flight at the last minute, and then good luck getting a flight back out of town to get back here
right.
in a rental car and everything else. And this guy, as nice as can be, had the attitude with me like, well, it seems simple enough. It's Wednesday. You just have to get down here by Saturday. Uh-huh. And what time does the show go on Monday? Uh-huh. I said, 3:00. Well, you're on a flight by 10. You're back there by 3.
Uh-huh.
What's the problem?
Yeah, what is the problem, Don?
No problem. Thank you. Thank you for the free stuff, my friend.
Oh, if life was so simple.
Very nice.
Buzz?
Yes.
And this is purchased at the Super Bowl.
All right.
Can't get this merchandise nowhere else. That's the way they do
it. This is official big game merchandise.
NFL sure merchandise.
And Mike, would you please attest to the size, which is, I asked him to make sure that the size was on the baggie.
It's an L. It's a large.
Wow. Right.
Here you go.
Well, it could be a size 7.
Isn't that
toddler's large?
Isn't that pretty? Isn't that pretty?
A large toddler.
No, I don't think it's toddler, but
no, I think it's a woman's dog.
I think we might refer to those as baby doll.
It is a
it's a baby doll tee.
It is a glam tee.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the sparkly Super Bowl logo, South Florida, 020407. Would you be a love and slip out of your shirt and go, put that on for us,
Buzz,
please?
You know, it's one of our favorite gags now when you model
these
super tight T-shirts.
I would be honored.
And Buzz doesn't care. He likes to do it.
And you should know, Buzz.
He truly does.
When my friend was down there and called me over the weekend and said, do you want me to send you some crab back? I said, yeah, send a girl's shirt for Buzz. I said, but listen, don't make it that obvious. At least get him a large.
A large, and it is, I believe, in some circles, that is referred to as the baby doll T-shirt. Yeah.
Now, this time of year, I've been wearing T-shirts over like a long-sleeve shirt that I'm wearing here.
Well, I really don't.
Do you want bare arms?
I would really rather you that you
why don't you duck into the bathroom for a minute and put on the bare-armed look.
I'll be right back.
Okay, because we know you like showing off the guns.
Can we put it on the website?
Oh, of course.
Because we know the ladies love that. The ladies are clamoring for that look with Buzz.
LL Cool B. Ladies love cool Buzz.
So couldn't get that hotel room in Sobe, huh?
No, I mean, this guy, I said to him, what type of world are you living in? I said, where are you staying at? And he says, they're like, oh, at the Diplomat or whatever.
Yes.
And I said, well, why don't you just get me a room there?
I'm at the Fontainebleau with the penthouse.
I said, why did you just get me a room there? And there was a moment. And he said, there are no rooms here. Like, hey, Buzz.
There it is.
Here's the thing. He can pull it off, can't he?
He can.
He is wearing a goddamn woman's Super Bowl shirt.
Wow.
Turn around. You know what? He'll just end up getting more stink out of this.
Oh, look at the buzz.
We do that to embarrass him.
But he doesn't get embarrassed, and it backfires
on him. Sadly, no. I should, but I don't.
Now, strike a pose, Buzz.
It's quite an interesting new logo they have for the Super Bowl. They put a little star, a little space-age star on it.
And it's all sparkly and girl-like.
Yeah.
You know, gosh, I should have told my friend to get him a medium.
You think?
Really?
Or a petite.
A little smaller?
A petite would have worked.
It's very comfortable, really.
Would it's you... the sleeves that crack me up.
It is sleeveless.
See, in some way, he wears his regular T-shirts that way.
I was just going to say, Buzz, if I hadn't told you that that was a woman's shirt...
Right.
...and had given it to you, like, off the air and said, hey, dude, this is a gift from me to you...
Great muscle shirt.
Jack LaLanne.
you would have probably... Maybe you wouldn't have said anything to my face, right? But... You would have thought, oh, that's a nice shirt.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah,
yeah, but that
no,
does,
I would have recognized it as a woman's.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I think anyone would.
And yet I'm not uncomfortable.
Your arms are comfortable in that?
Yes, they are,
really?
Actually.
See what you say on the label.
It's highly disturbing now. Now the fact that you're comfortable in it is disturbing me even further.
Women's cropped sleeve tee.
Uh-huh.
Large.
Right.
Look at him.
There you go.
My size. It's perfect.
You
Thank
are resplendent, Buzz.
Well, ladies, you'll be able to see Buzz on the internet shortly. So
I'll wear this Friday in some form or fashion.
Enjoy. Oh, we'll all be wearing outfits on Friday.
I'm sure you
Puke
will.
Puke shirts.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Happy Wednesday.
Howdy.
Hey, I know AI was on last night, but did you catch any of the Chris Hansen show?
I like rape.
I watched the very end of it.
Yeah, I got
fantastic.
I got the West Coast feed on TiVo. Haven't seen it yet. Was it a good episode?
Oh, gosh. There's a guy gets tasered, and you ought to see him drop, like, a ton of crap. Oh, it was awesome.
We've got a taser.
Get him. Let it stop it. Get him. Cuff him.
Oh, what a great sound.
Wow.
A taser sound.
I like rape.
Stop it, please.
They had one guy that apparently was one of those repeat offenders.
Oh, my God.
And he looked like, first of all, Rob, did he not look like he had the right side of his skull cracked open and then put back on again?
Carrie and I watched it. We watched on TiVo, so we watched this guy and pause and look at him. Mm-hmm. And he had the same teeth that all the grown-ups have in that Christmas special, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Right.
Those huge buck teeth.
Straight.
That hang over your bottom lip.
And he was, and then at the end they said, we think he may have been mentally checked.
You think so?
Come on.
Because what he said is...
But scary nonetheless, because he was the same guy that committed assault.
It was magnificent. When Chris Hansen comes in, what he said is, oops.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know.
We'll have Chris Hansen back on the show on Monday.
Good.
To talk about his brand new show. Last night with American Idol, the only thing that I can think that was even of note was nothing that anybody did. It was just that at one point I was fixated on Paula Abdul. It was one of those nights.
Yep. You know, yep.
The talent was so-so, so I was fixated on the judges. And at one point I stopped it, just froze it,
mm-hmm.
and got a really good shot. She's got those age spots right in her cleavage.
Does she?
Wow.
Yeah, and the makeup goes from the top of her head
right
to below where her Adam's apple would be, and then there was a huge, like, 3-inch swatch of what she of what that leather must really look like underneath.
The real her.
Yeah.
And they really all look like they were not real happy to be in Birmingham, Alabama.
That's the other thing that I love about American Idol, especially this year, and I agree with you, Mike. And I know it's in the editing, but they got to have a bad attitude anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Their attitude before they even start.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, God, we're in Birmingham. This sucks.
Right.
And then they sit down at the table, and before they see anybody, their body language is saying,
oh, yeah,
this sucks.
Why are we here? You know, obviously we can't stay out till 3 o'clock in this town. It sucks. What are we doing here? Paula went back to Hollywood the second day, and I'll tell you, when you have just Simon and Randy, it becomes the fraternity, doesn't it? Because there is nothing that anybody can do. I mean, they are the cruelty. Just the naked laughing when they sit there and they go, oh, you suck.
Hey, and without her there. They're like going out there, opening the door. They're challenging.
Almost like fisticuffs.
They're challenging the idiots when the idiots leave and say, like, Randy Jackson's got a big fat ass. Mm-hmm. Without Paula Abdul there, he goes to the door and he opens up the door. He's like, hey, what's up? You talking about me?
But they can take pudding and they take S and turn it into pudding. Because you've got a situation there where the one thing, even when they were rejecting people, people were saying thank you, and it happened so much, what do? They turn it into a bit where they turn it into a montage of everybody getting rejected and saying thank you. I thought that was funny.
Believe how nice everyone is in Birmingham.
And then Simon, you know, that was hideous, a horrible performance. And you'd have somebody go, well, thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Right, off you go.
Very polite.
It was strange. It was kind of strange there.
And exactly what were the family emergencies that led Paula Abdul away from day two in Birmingham?
You know, one can only speculate. You know, did you, like me, think perhaps Paula arrived at the whatever convention center it was in Birmingham and was put on the unable to perform list?
Yeah, but I'm noodling this through and thinking that this crap was taped months ago. The stuff that we're seeing now, they do some wraparounds that maybe are current.
Well, it was taped months ago, but it still has to be put in the can as day two in Birmingham, and they have to, you know, they had to get some material from there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if they really wanted to be fancy and really deceive us, I'm sure they could have pulled it off.
But I was thinking about this as well. You know, I guess there's just the point where they're fat and sloppy and lazy that they don't care. They had the one day that Simon Cowell didn't show up.
Right.
And they just started the show without him. And then Paula Abdul's got to leave, so they do half the show without her.
They're the divas, and, you know, Birmingham, I guess they gave her a free pass.
No attendance policy.
Birmingham,
Alabama.
There was only one real contestant of note last night. Mm-hmm. God, this woman, the 50-year-old?
Yes.
Michael Strahan in a dress?
From 22 to 33 to 50.
Wow.
David Letterman laughs at the gap in this woman's teeth.
Yes.
Buzz, I don't know how your TV just automatically did not turn to that channel last night.
Yeah. When
that
TVs vision, all over the nation should have done that.
When that vision of loveliness in yellow came out last night.
And one would think that she would have kept her little jacket on and not shown us her stomach. But she showed us the stomach that was covering everything down to her knees.
Oh, no.
And she had a stretch, like, you know, sweatpants on. That's what she was wearing.
And those floppy boobs.
Yes, yes. And very happy. But I didn't even call her for as old as she ended up being. She said 22, and they said, no, really, how old are you? And it was 33, and then she fessed up finally to being 50.
And then when she says she's 50, then they go, well.
Oh, bravo.
Well done.
What is the age cut, or is there an age cutoff on
as far as old as you can be?
Can you be old?
Yes, they just raised the age limit, but I don't remember what it is. It must be 50.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Is that me?
Is that a disqualification?
She said
is that me?
She said it in a very different way.
Anyway, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, this is Kathy. I was watching American Idol 2 last night, and I thought the ending was really funny when the last singer was on, and what's the guy's name? Simon. Simon saying, I'm going to call you. And then when Randy laughs. All right, I love you guys. You're so funny. I love watching
this. May be,
listening to you guys talk about it.
This may be the most terrible call about Idol we've ever, ever received.
I like rape.
You guys are great. Bye-bye. I love you.
Love you. Bye-bye. What the hell was that laugh sound? Something coming out of right nostril.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Something wicked.
Hey, on the Chris Hansen thing, why don't they ever do anything with cougars picking up young boys? Why is it always the other way around?
Yeah, why is our society so demented that way, that the show is only focusing on men who want to have sex with young women?
Or boys.
Well, you know, sir, contrary to popular belief, I'm glad that the show provides you with this level of entertainment, but it's really not them sitting around a table going, hey, let's do this if we get cougars involved. It really is.
Friend.
It's a sting operation. It is investigative journalism.
And friend, I hope you're not really being serious, but you know it's the grand double standard of our entire existence on this planet. That if there's a Mary Kay Letourneau out there that gets involved with some kid,
right.
You know, it's cool.
Although she still does the time. She went to jail over that. So, that other hot teacher that did the same thing.
But
why are they always, like, somewhat hot?
Their love was everlasting.
Then they ended up being together.
She, like, had a kid in the joint, and then they got out, and didn't they squirt out, like, two babies?
He's a grown man now. But back in the day, when that happened.
He was a boy, right.
She went to the Who Scout.
So we look at that, and we go, ooh, you know what? That's a lucky young man.
You know,
now,
if it was a
male
teacher
with a young girl,
right.
The double standard there
would
be right
on
away.
Dateline.
Yeah, right, it would be.
But I'm curious as to whether, you know, I would say really that all those type of predator, I'm sure that they do a little bit the same way. I would assume that there are women out there that are doing that. I mean, there would have to
be. But
here's
the thing. You couldn't sell that because that's every guy's fantasy. If you get, you know, I can already see the pitch meeting. Okay, here's the deal. We're going to go to catch a predator, except it's going to be older women who are going after much, much younger boys, like 13 and 14-year-old boys. You know what some guy would say? Oh, let's call the show Mrs. Robinson. Let's see if we can get the rights to the Simon and Garfunkel song.
I would bet that has come up with Chris Hansen. I'll ask him about that because I'm very curious about that myself, if they would have that. But I would say the overwhelming majority of the guys that are out there are guys looking for, because the guys are not exclusive to women. They're looking for boys and girls.
And besides, you know, you'd watch that and you'd go, you know, in that case, just like with these boys in school. You kind of root for the boys on one, on some level. You sit there and you don't we all
the
say
the great double standard?
How come that didn't happen when I was in school?
Of course we do.
How, you know, there was a hot teacher when I was in school. How come she didn't want to bone me?
Well, I mean, I think anybody that remembers, we all remember as little boys, everybody had a teacher that you had a crush on. Everybody had a teacher you looked at, you know, and you weren't thinking about math.
I had
a
crush
thinking about English.
I had a huge crush on Mr. Vert.
Good for you. Good for you. Mine was on Miss Wilkes. Miss Wilkes, who wore this, you know, it was back in the day when they first came out with the non-ruby red lipstick, where it was kind of that powder pink lipstick that she wore, and I'll never forget that. She was very overly made up.
Have I ever told you I bet, you know, here's what I bet I haven't told you before. This is absolutely true. Wood Junior High in Rockville, Maryland.
Right.
I was in, it was junior high, eighth grade, seventh grade and eighth grade. Do the math, like 1970. Mm-hmm. Teacher, kind of hot. Her name was Miss Fitch, F-I-T-C-H.
Right.
And some of the lads figured out where Miss Fitch lived.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh. And on Halloween, I, along with some of my friends, went to her home and spray painted on her door. Fitch the bitch.
Oh, not a popular teacher, huh?
No, here's the thing.
Just because she had the name?
Just because she had the name.
Oh.
And I caved. I caved the next day at school.
You ratted out?
Good for you.
I didn't rat out my friends.
Uh-huh. But you mean you folded under questioning, Henry?
She didn't say anything about it. I remember this so distinctly. She came into the homeroom class, and she looked, you know, disheveled.
Sure.
Right. And I looked over at Steve Vouch and Ken Ritchie, and we were both giving each other the eye like, hey, Fitch the bitch. And we had told everybody in class.
Sure.
And she just did not look right. And it was one of those things, I remember 10 minutes with her, and then it was off to the rest of your classes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So after 10 minutes, everybody goes their separate way, and I went up to her, you know. And it was just because she was such a friggin' knockout.
Very pretty.
And I was just so hot for her. You know, I said, I know what happened to your door last night. And hello, a brief three-day being expelled from school for 3 days, although they didn't call it being expelled.
So you fessed up.
Yeah.
Wow.
And did she admire you for confessing and being honest?
Buzz.
Did it win her heart?
My God, I screwed her so hard.
That's what I thought.
I screwed her.
Works every time.
So they gave you 3 day suspension, huh?
Yeah, three days off.
Was there any acknowledgement of the fact that you had been honest or anything like that?
Yeah.
From any of the principal or anything like that?
Yeah, there was something like that. And then my friends all, you know, I remember them calling me, you know, pussy of all times. And I said, I didn't rat anybody out.
Right.
I didn't tell anybody, you know, except to say that I knew about it. And by simply saying that I had known about it, it was like it made me guilty.
Had to be there.
And forever the relationship had changed between you and Miss Fitch.
Miss Fitch.
Wow. So it was a miss.
Yeah, Miss Fitch.
Living all by her onesies.
Hot. Had a nice little apartment. Nice little apartment.
Oh. Miss Fitch.
And the only reason, and if she was ugly, I would have kept that secret till my grave, and I would have been one of the other guys laughing. Mm-hmm. But she came in, and she just was so hot and looked so cute.
Mm-hmm. For me, Mrs. Blackaby, a blonde French teacher in high school.
Ooh, a French teacher.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah, then I guess.
All the memories are flooding back, like the time I farted in Mr. Wilde's silent study hall, and all the kids being kids pushed their desks away from mine. And Mr. Wilde looked up and said, in silent study hall, that's disgusting. It's just a really lovely, embarrassing moment.
You'll always remember that.
I'm pretty sure that I had a couple of guys push me around.
I'm sure.
Because of that. Not like fight with me. They're my
buddies.
Bully
you a little bit?
The guys that were in my to call it a gang is a joke. You've had some of these guys on the show before. But I do remember going out to the field where we drank Boone's Farm wine in.
The field of unwet dreams.
Yeah. Oh, my
oh,
God.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey,
I can't
you know
say
something? No, what? I had a dream last night.
But I do remember being with that. It was one of those things like, why'd you tell? Yeah. You know, I said, hey, I didn't tell on anybody. I just told on myself. Right. Why'd you tell? It was one of those, why'd you tell?
Right.
Like that. They push you, and it was
shoving.
Like, hey,
why did we all, I guess we had no choice. Why did we all go into fields, like cornfields,
right.
to do our, you know, hooch when we somehow acquire like a case of Schlitz or something mm-hmm. like that? And Rich Brown, who, you know, went to our second or third class that day after we did that and threw up. And then when we were all busted, he ratted everybody out. Oh,
no, and it's not like the field that I went to was any kind of a secret.
No.
I mean, for goodness sakes, now there's an apartment complex there. But back in the day, it was just known. Friday, Saturday night, where are you going? If you need me, I'll be at the field.
The field.
We'd go down into the fields down by the Connecticut River, mm-hmm. where the tobacco would grow, and we would. That's where you would go. There were more people. You mean it was everybody knew it. All the cops in town knew it.
Yeah.
You'd get your car stuck down there. It would just be. It would be down by the river.
Old Miss Fitch. Good old Miss Fitch. And that did work out for me later.
Oh.
This is so friggin' tame. Because that happened in eighth grade. The follow-up to that was in ninth grade. Somebody dared me one time to prove that, you know, that I would stand up to Fitch. Mm-hmm. It was right around the time that there was relatively hardcore porno available.
Uh-huh.
Not Playboy, but somebody had, like, We Magazine or something
okay.
that had...
We came out, you know, after Playboy and was a very...
It was showing a lot more than Playboy.
Not like Penthouse,
no.
But...
Right. There weren't girls, like, squatting going number one on the floor back then. But it was pretty racy.
Right.
And somebody dared me. It was not quite a fold-out. It was like a three-quarter page thing. Mm-hmm. Dared me to thumbtack it to the back of the door so that when she started homeroom and closed the door to put her coat there,
oh, no.
She would see this woman, you know.
And did you?
And her big bearded clam. Yeah, I did.
Was this after the spray painting incident?
Yeah, this was the next year.
Ah.
Well,
you were just an incorrigible.
So she shut the door.
And you did this in your own little way. You were professing your love
You're
for
flirting.
Her.
No, but listen what she did. I remember what? This as clear as a bell. Everybody was laughing. She said, oh, no, this is not funny. She went to the door and she just folded up, put it on her desk,
sure.
and we just moved along with class. And she gave me a look. I mean, like, you know, I had that look. Like,
she gave you a look and a wink?
I think it was just a free pass.
I'll see right. you later.
But I was sure that I was giving off that. If I was in a comic book,
yeah.
You know, in comic books, like, they give off the squiggly lines.
Right.
Like, Spidey.
Right.
I mean, I always give off the Spidey sense, like,
nervous.
I did it. It's me. I did it. I did it.
Yeah, because you have the guilty look.
Yeah, right. Your eyes are penetrating right there. I put the picture there, Miss Fitch. I did it.
Uh-huh. Miss Fitch.
And then I remember my friends all saying, God. She didn't do anything.
Right.
She didn't do anything. She just folded up and put it on her desk.
That was probably her best strategy, was not to give a reaction, yeah. you know? I mean, of course, the dream scenario for all the young boys that age would have been, so that's what you want, huh? And then she goes into it like, wah-da-da, wah-da-da-da.
Yeah, right.
The not dry dream scenario.
Oh, Mary Kay. Mary Kay Letourneau.
I saw a picture in
Miss Fitch.
People magazine of Mary Kay Letourneau and that guy that who's kind of Samoan looking,
yeah,
and now he looks to be 30. And she's still a handsome woman.
Mm-hmm.
I always get him, in my mind at least, he looks like Napoleon Dynamite's friend. I
know, Pedro?
I know he doesn't really look like Pedro.
Darker skin, yeah.
We are so excited.
He really does. In the one famous picture of the two of them, he does look like Pedro.
Mr. Letourneau
before
is
he growed
taking
up.
Me for a field trip.
Got all growed up and everything on us.
And there have been at least a dozen cases since of really hot teachers and students, and they keep cropping up in the news. So.
But they do punish them. They right. do punish
them.
Oh, yeah,
them. They go to jail.
They just they probably couldn't put a TV show around it like that guy wanted.
It would be too popular.
And, you know, was that guy protesting just a little bit too much, too?
Uh-huh.
Hey, what about the women?
Norman!
Yes, Yanni.
I had a girlfriend that I dated back in high school who ended up marrying my best friend, and she spent 6 months in jail for messing with a 13-year-old.
Wow. Really?
Hey.
Really?
Give me that again. So were you involved with this girl?
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
Wow.
Hence the breathing.
Did that make her any hotter to you?
No, not so much.
How old were you when you were involved with her?
Nine.
ninth grade till about my sophomore year in college.
And how much?
Hold on. You had a long-term relationship with her?
High school years.
And when you were in?
Come in the studio, please.
Yeah, please. We have some questions for you.
Take the witness stand.
Jesus. Leave the producer's room. Come back here.
We remind you, you've already been sworn in.
All right, here he comes.
All right, so John.
Ninth grade, how old are we in ninth grade? We are 15?
Oh, not that
16?
Old. 16? No.
14.
13, maybe.
13, no, 14.
14?
14. 14. Okay. Like you're 14, and how old was she?
Oh, she's my age. And
she was 14.
I dated her off and on from the time
never mind. Get out of here.
So she did the. She made these transgressions took place after she was an adult and you were an adult.
Yes, she was married to my best friend at the time.
Oh.
Oh, well, hold on. Stay. Pull up a chair.
So.
Pull up a chair. So
this was your high school sweetheart.
Sort of. Yeah.
So this was not a teacher. This was a.
This is a girl that I know. Yes, and she
a peer
was,
of yours.
She taught dance to girls and boys. From the time that I knew her until I actually believe she still doesn't know. No.
And how was
she still doing it?
How was she involved with your best friend?
She was married to him.
And you were doing her while she was married to him?
No. I'd already.
They broke off.
I broke it off in college, and then she ended up marrying my best friend.
And she was a dance teacher, and while she was married to his best friend, that's when she had a dalliance with a 13-year-old?
Absolutely.
Okay, did your buddy break it off with her after that?
No, he didn't know until after. They were actually divorced when he found out.
Oh, God.
How did you find out?
He called me and said that her face had been on the all three channels of the local news.
On the news.
Well,
hey, but if he had already divorced her, that's kind of like getting a bonus prize.
But she still had his last name, so his name was splashed all over the place.
But his people that were close to him knew they were divorced.
Right.
Hey, now. Okay, well, good. Thank you for that story.
Welcome.
That was interesting.
Thank you. The life of John.
Very oogie.
The sexual John Norman.
Do you notice how our whole reaction is a little different? There is the double standard.
Yes, clearly.
Because it's a lady.
Mm-hmm. Right. We all are like cocks of the walk right now. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
So he was 13.
Wow.
How about that?
In dance class. Mom, I want to go to dance class four times this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got to hit a break. When we come back, this is the biggest thing on the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
The crazy bride, the haircutting bride.
I haven't seen it.
Good. I'm glad you haven't. Don't peek before we before we preview this. There is a controversy about this. Hmm. Is this real or is this fake?
Very good.
It's a bunch of women getting.
That's always a good start when you say that.
Mm-hmm. A bunch of women getting together before a woman gets married.
Okay, a bachelorette party?
It does involve this sound. Right before the wedding, Mike.
Oh, really?
It does involve this sound. I'll tell you this. I've watched it about 100 times.
Yeah.
If it's fake, they're great actors.
I look forward.
They've really put on a masterful production, and they deserve the Academy Award.
That's like one of the best teases ever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I'm ready right now. I don't want to wait.
Well, you listen to it, and you have a discerning ear.
Okay.
You just tell me with the audio if you think this is set up. I'll play you a little bit of it.
Okay.
Esther, you open the champagne.
Okay, Beth, it's just over in the purse there.
Hold on.
So you got a picture, a bunch of cows getting together before one of them is going to get married. Okay?
Like on the wedding day?
Yeah, and they're all wearing the matching suits.
Oh, okay. You know? So, suits. You mean the gowns?
Yes, the dresses.
To make sure we look the same.
Okay.
Oh, I need earrings.
Did you bring some?
Open the champagne. I'm thirsty.
They start drinking.
So bad at opening champagne.
I'm ready to get hammered.
If you want the lip gloss, you can check in my purse.
Okay, I'm like so antsy for her. I need some champagne.
Relax, sister.
I have a towel.
Okay.
My arm.
Here.
Cheers.
Mm.
Give it a moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
To you, my sister. Friends.
Cheers to her. Here she comes.
Now,
okay.
Here comes the bride.
Mm-hmm.
She's upset about her haircut.
Uh-oh. Pour her a glass.
Here she comes.
The bride.
Oh my gosh.
Jody, what's wrong?
Jody, what is wrong? It looks so bad.
Whoa,
my God.
Dress.
Look at my hair.
What?
Oh.
Let me just fix this one flower.
Oh, f*** off, Jesse.
Whoa. Okay, it doesn't look that bad. Honestly,
she was like doing it. I did not respond. Just look what she did.
It looks fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
Well, Mike, it's about 5 minutes long, so you've got to hear more of it because she really gets it worked up, and you already have that look on your face. Are you already a non-believer?
Well, you set it up for me to listen with a discerning ear,
right.
and I from the very beginning. I mean, you played 5 seconds of it. And it already sounded to me like it was a little staged.
Here's why. I got it sent to me last night.
Okay.
Then got a call from it about Rob. Mm-hmm. Then got a call from my kid about it.
It's viral.
Then Rob calls me up and says, hey, are you watching the Today Show? Mm-hmm. No. He said, that thing with that crazy bride on the Today Show. And even on the Today Show, this is how fast the turnaround is now in America and how what used to pass as just crap now passes as news.
Yeah.
Because I just saw this video for the first time last night. Uh-huh. And today, like breaking news on the Today Show, they played 5 seconds of it and said, is this real or is this fake?
Okay, so that's the setup. I mean, I'm not seeing it. I'm hearing it. And hearing it,
the visuals,
especially at the beginning, the scenario sounds a little odd to me. It's not very normal, believe it or not. It's not bad for a bunch of guys like to take a little bite on a six-pack or something like that before the wedding. Wow. Highly irregular for women to do it. It's not done that
real
often.
Or fake at the end of it.
You have to see it, though, Mike. Well,
okay.
First you should hear the audio, then see it, because the audio tells a story. But when you see it, it appears very natural that all they're doing is sitting around, and they open up a bottle, and they pour, like, this much into each glass, just so that they can have a toast.
I'm basing this totally on audio, that it sounded a little bit like a playlet.
But if that's the case, she's a hell of an actress, because...
Esther, you open the champagne.
Hold on a second. Where's she? Oh, here she is.
Wow.
That's part of the crazy bride.
That's disturbing, scream. Wow. I
like it. Nothing quite so soothing as a woman's voice.
Get him.
That's the guy being tasered. That's the bride. That's some guy yelling. I'm not sure who that is.
That's Pee-wee.
A lot of DJs and radio stations that do...
I like rape.
Okay, oh, dear.
Shut up.
Okay. Shut up.
All right, so we'll get into this YouTube thing and we come right back, okay?
Excellent.
More show coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.